السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. In the last part of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala again repeats, واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. And remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance so that you may become successful, so that you may get falah. And I've explained many times that this falah is success in this world, success in the qabr, success in the akhirat, until it takes the person to Jannat and the person gets complete success. There is no word like falah even in the Arabic language. Falah, with such a comprehensive meaning, there's no other word like that. So Allah Ta'ala says, how will you get this? Increase your remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Now this majlis is a majlis of zikr. I have repeatedly mentioned that there are many, many things in Islam, in deen, in sharia. Shariat and Islam doesn't deal with just one aspect of a person's life. It deals with every aspect of a person's life. His business life, his marriage life, his domestic, social, political, cultural, anything that you think of, Islam gives guidance. But there are different majlises and different forums and different programs for discussing different subjects. This majlis is khas, it is special for the purpose of zikrullah. Therefore, one or two things are normally said with regards to zikr before we make the tasbihat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, increase your remembrance. Increase your remembrance of Allah ta'ala, if you want falah. Now we know that in the laboratories of the world, so many different laboratories of the world, these companies which manufacture soap powders, detergents, they've got technicians who are working on nothing but detergents. How to remove stains. All the time, their concentration is just on one thing. Now there are so many other departments also, there are so many other things that they could have also applied their minds and brains and all to, but here they've got a function and a duty, and they are being paid for that specific job, that they must come up with the best detergent, the easiest way to remove stains. Now that's all their job is. Therefore you find different kinds of powders, different kinds of soaps and different kinds of detergents, and then each one makes a claim louder than the others, that mine washes whiter than white. So in the same way in our spiritual world also, just as there are some stains which are easy to remove and some stains which are difficult to remove, and then they say that this detergent or this powder or this soap will remove this and this detergent will remove ABC. So in the same way for the heart also, detergents are required. Some stains of the heart are easy to remove. The person, certain stains of the heart, it is easy to remove. He just reads a little bit of tasbih, he makes some wuzu, with the water of the wuzu that sin is washed away. The person makes salam to someone, he smiles at someone, the sins are getting washed away. Now these are easy. The minor sins, the stains wash away very quickly. With so many different kinds of ibadat, the sins are washed away. But there are certain stains which don't just get washed away like that. they are difficult to remove. A great effort is required to remove those stains. But the detergent for that is nothing but zikrullah. Zikrullah is the detergent. But then it depends with what kayfiyat and with what feeling and with what sincerity we are making that zikrullah. Because if that zikrullah is with sincerity, then it will make that person restrain himself from haram. And it will make that person do those things which are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, because he has removed that stain with that zikrullah. That means he's making sincere tawbah. So this heart also requires removal of those stains. And in fact, some of those stains are so bad that if the person does not remove them quickly, then even his iman becomes in danger. So many people's iman, they do not even know whether it is lost and gone because of the stains which were on their heart, which they did not remove. And slowly but surely the heart became completely blackened, being persistent in sins. ND78469, Mercedes Benz. 78469, remove your car, you're obstructing somebody. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, a person came to him and he said, "Oh Shaykh, our hearts seem to have gone off to sleep." Wow. He said, "Why? What makes you say that the hearts have gone to sleep? Our hearts are fast asleep." He said, "What makes you say that?" He says, "You give us nasihats, you recite the Quran Sharif, ayat upon ayat, so many verses of the Quran Sharif. You give us hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You give us incidents in the lives of the Sahabas, the Tabi'in, the Awliya. But nothing seems to really stir us. We seem to be just there where we are." So Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi said, "Well, then don't say that our hearts have gone to sleep. If that is your condition..." Of course, there were so many others that came to that same majlis and their hearts became alive and they made sincere tawbah. He said, "But if that is your condition, and if you are saying that that your heart has gone to sleep, then don't say it has gone to sleep. Then say that our heart is dead." Because the sleeping person, if you have to shake him up, he gets up. If a person is asleep, and if a person has to shout, then he gets up. And if somebody is a light sleeper, then just the slightest sound also and the person gets up. And even if the person is a deep sleeper, but if he's shaken, then he gets up. Just shout near his ears, "Fire, fire," and see what happens. Just tell him your bed sheet has caught on fire. Or there's a big python under your bed, and then see how his sleep goes. So if the person was fast asleep, then shaking him up would have gotten him up. But if after all that shaking that I am doing, he says, with this Quranic verses and with this hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and with all these bayans and waz and nasihats, if still you are not getting up, then don't say that my heart has gone to sleep. Say my heart is gone dead. Then that heart needs an operation. So those hearts, they won't just become alive like that. It means that something is very seriously wrong. Person's heart is gone dead. Then only the blowing of the sur by Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will put life again into those dead hearts. The people whose hearts died, they stopped and they were buried after that. Then what will get them up? The sur of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. So it means then you must wait for death. Nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is so merciful, that He has informed us via His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even if your hearts are dead, do not despair of His mercy. All you need is to go to the right specialist and be sincere that you want a change of that condition. Then His nasihats, if you are sincere, you really want to change, then if you go to that specialist, then His nasihats, those words that will emanate from His mouth, they won't be just words, they will be like the blowing of the sur of Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. That just as the sur of Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, that trumpet that he is going to blow, will put life into dead hearts, then these words which will come out from the mouth of this specialist of the heart, then that will put life into even the dead heart. That is the reason why so many people say that we were committing such kind of sins and we were gone so far that we thought that it was impossible to give up the sins. But then suddenly after that, certain programs brought life into us. So it is not jais for us to claim that we are of that level of those walis and those awliya and those specialists. I am talking about those who are truths and specialists. But with their barakat and with their duas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses us sometimes. So we should not think that we are of that caliber. We should always make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if He uses us. But this is what happens, that those words then have the effect of that same blowing, that Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam sur will have, that even dead hearts will become alive. So if dead hearts can become alive, then what about those hearts which just have got little stain here and there? If they are going to really make an effort, then where they will reach? They will go so fast and so quick. We say Baytullah is the house of Allah Ta'ala. Now if it is the house of Allah Ta'ala, does Allah Ta'ala reside in that house there? Has anybody seen Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala going in and out of that house? But we all call it Baytullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called it Baytullah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers it to as his Bayt. So what is the Bayt? Baytullah is there, that place where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli comes. It's a special contact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli has with that particular piece of ground or that area. And we call that Baytullah. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't reside there. It's that connection that it has with the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, that noor of Allah Ta'ala, that special glance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that Baytullah, all the masajid of the world, in our common language we can say that they are the daughters of Baytullah. All these masjids, what we say, they are houses of Allah Ta'ala, the same thing. But that is Baytullah Sharif, and all the rest of it we will say are the daughters of that Baytullah. So why do we call this again houses of Allah Ta'ala? Why you cannot sell this property anymore, this section which is called masjid? Why it cannot be sold? Why you cannot build a toilet here? Why cannot you have a shopping complex here? We say now it is Baytullah. Although not of that level, but it is still, we say it is the house of Allah Ta'ala. Because it is again the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So just as these Baytullahs or these Buyutullahs, they are the houses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because of that connection and the tajalli. The Abdullah, the servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, his heart is also a Baytullah. His heart also, if he purifies it, then it becomes the Baytullah. Not in the true, real sense, but the thing is that it also becomes the Baytullah because it becomes a heart which has in contact with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli. But then when will it become Baytullah? When we clean it, when we purify it, when we use those detergents and we clean out. Now nobody will accept filthy smell in the masjid. If any person has to pollute the masjid, we will take that person to task, that this is not the place for urine, for stool, for other kinds of filth and dirt, because it is the house of Allah Ta'ala. So if we pollute our heart with all the filth of sins, and then we expect Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli to come there. So this is the purpose of these majlises. That slowly but surely, we don't say that overnight we will jump and get there, but slowly, if we keep taking the few steps, then Allah Ta'ala will bring the day in our lives when our hearts will become the recipients of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn from his hadith that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that I cannot be contained by the earth, I cannot be contained by the heavens, but I can be contained by the heart of a mu'min. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that kind of connection. so that we find peace in our lives, so that we find sukoon, so that we find happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu aabad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu aabad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Hamd se is zuban ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Hamd se is zuban ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar. Qalb o jaaku tu us dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon e dil o jaaku khallad kar. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr e aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr e aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha main bekaar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon. Raha main bekaar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon. Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khaleelullah illallah 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 illallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Akramal Akramin. Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin. Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, repeatedly you have asked us to turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are extending these begging bowls before you. We are extending these dirty, filthy hands of ours before you. Oh my beloved Allah, you love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Oh my Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, the pious and the righteous, they come to you with their ibadat. They come to you with their tilawat and with their zikr. They come to you with their piety, oh my beloved Allah. We are coming to you, oh my Allah, with our sins. Ya Allah, we are coming to you with our sins. Our sins are like the mountains, oh my Allah. Our sins have become like the oceans, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, we cannot despair of your mercy. You dearly love the forgiveness of sins. If man can make a dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains, oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Ya Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is much, much more than the oceans that we have in this world. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. Oh Allah, we are not justifying our sins. Oh Allah, we are not finding excuses for our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. We are acknowledging each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we have committed, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, you have been seeing us during the day and at night. There was no question of darkness for you, oh my beloved Allah. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, you listen to the movement of that ant. Ay Allah, how can you not be aware of what we have been doing? But oh my Allah, how kind you have been, how forgiving you have been, how tolerant you have been, that you did not seize us there and then. When we walked into the cinemas, you did not paralyze us. Oh Allah, when we went into the casinos and theaters, you did not paralyze us. Oh Allah, when we watched the filth on the television screens
and the cinema screens, you did not make us blind. Oh Allah, when we listened to all the haram, you did not make us deaf. Oh Allah, when we took false oaths and qasams and when we lied, oh my Allah, you did not make us dumb. Ya Allah, you kept on providing us with so much of food, so much of shelter, so much of clothing and so much of comforts. Oh Allah, you kept on providing us with your ni'mats. You kept on showering upon us your bounties. Ya Allah, where can there be another Allah besides you? Ay Allah, tere siwa koi khuda nahi, tere siwa koi maabood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi, tere siwa koi masjood nahi. Ay Allah, tu rahim hai. Oh Allah, you are rahim. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Rahim, raham farma. Ay Kareem, karam farma. Ay Ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ay mere pyare Allah. Oh my most beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim and Kareem Allah. Ay Sattarul Uyub Ghaffarul Zunub Allah. Ay Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, the ummat is at the crossroads. Ay mere pyare khuda, aaj ummat pareshan hai. The whole ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through very difficult times, oh my Allah. We are going through very, very trying and testing times, oh my Allah. Even to protect our iman is becoming difficult in these times of fitna, oh my Allah. Ay Allah, protect each and every one of us. Protect the entire ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ay Allah, bless us all with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ay Allah, bless us with good health. Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ay mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Tu hame shifa ata farma. Ay Allah, hum ruhani bimar hai. Hum jismani bimar hai. Shifa is in your hands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that there is effect in medication and there is effect in duas also. But oh Allah, the cure of the patient lies in your hands. Ay Allah, cure us from all our diseases and ailments and sicknesses. Ya Allah, cure the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from all diseases and ailments and sicknesses. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poor, give them wealth. But oh Allah, protect us from all the fitnas of this world and the akhirah. Ay Allah, bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your closeness, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay Allah, bless us with that ni'mat that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness and the closeness of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ay Allah, bless us with yaqeen and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Oh Allah, bless us with your marifat. Ay Allah, bless us with contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ay Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment and the sweetness of iman. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to come any way close to you. For they know that if we are going to get close to you, then we will shun all sins. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of namaz, the love of zikr, the love of tilawat, the love of fasting. Oh Allah, the love of serving mankind. Ya Allah, put the love of all good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of adultery and fornication into our hearts. Put the hatred of gambling into our hearts. Put the hatred of fraud and cheating and deceit into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of every sin into our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the love of sins from our hearts. Ay Allah, attach us firmly with you. Ay Allah, tere aisa qurb de. Ay Allah, give us such a bonding with you that, oh Allah, nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, when two pages are stuck with glue, when we try to remove those pages, they will tear apart But oh Allah, they do not separate. Oh Allah, let our hearts be attached with you in such a way, with such a strong glue and bond, oh Allah, that our hearts will tear apart, but they will not separate from you, oh my Allah. Hey, mere pyare Khuda, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, in the whole world today, the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ummat for whom so much of his blood was shed, hey Allah, we cannot see one drop of blood oozing out of the body of our beloved little child. Ha, mere Allah, how must the angels have witnessed the blood of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flowing in Taif, flowing in Uhud, and flowing in so many other places for the sake of the Ummah. That masoom and sinless Nabi of yours. Ay Allah, how much of his blood oozed for the sake of the Ummah. Ay Allah, he stands whole night in prayer till his feet swell. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when he walks, oh Allah, filth and dirt is thrown onto his head from the balconies. When he goes into sajda, intestines of animals are placed on his back in the Haram Sharif. His little daughter says, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? You haven't hurt anybody. Mere Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even the last moments of his life on this earth was nothing but ummati. In the akhirat he won't enter Jannat until his every ummati has entered. Allah, so much of injury and pain the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused to him. Today, oh Allah, we are the cause of his injury and pain. Oh Allah, if he has to come into our homes, if he has to see our lifestyles, Ya Allah, how much of injury and pain it would cause to him. Ay, mere pyare Khuda, a few meters away from his beloved resting place, filthy music can be heard, filthy films can be seen, filthy newspapers can be read. Mere Allah, a few meters away from the Baytullah, Allah, all the filth of the world can be seen in the hotel rooms. Mere Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him. Ay, mere Allah, forgive the entire ummah. We know it is because of the sins of ours that, oh Allah, we are being deprived of your rahmat and your mercy. But, oh Allah, we are pleading on behalf of ourselves and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You dearly love forgiveness, oh Allah. Allah, aaj raat tu maaf kar de. Allah, aaj raat tu puri ummat ko maaf kar de. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for them. Open the doors of your rahmat for them. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat and rahmat. Let the floodgates of your rahmat open. Ay, mere Allah, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the munafiqeen. Ay Allah, and even from amongst the Muslim ummah, so many munafiqeen have joined the kuffar forces to destroy and annihilate the Muslim ummah. Ay Allah, wo sab ek ho gaye. Ay Allah, but Islam still hasn't become weak. We have become weak, but you are that same powerful almighty Allah that was in the battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Khandaq, and in Fatah Makkah. Ay Allah, either give hidayat and guidance to those who are enemies. But oh Allah, if they have made up their mind, they have become obstinate, they will not look into what Islam is all about. And they have made up their mind that they will not accept Islam. They will cause problems for the Muslim Ummah. Then oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash in the mountains, oh my Allah. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Oh Allah, cause great division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ay mere pyare Khuda, you sent the Ababil and you destroyed Abraha and his army. Allah, aaj bhi tu bhej sakta hai. Ay Allah, tu musalman ummat ke upar raham farma. Make my beloved Nabi happy, oh Allah. Make us happy, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas of the world, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas which are lashing at us, the storms of fitnas which are lashing at us from our right and from our left, from in front of us and behind us, in our bazaars, in our marketplaces, in our colleges, in our schools, O Allah, in our homes, everywhere there's fitnas that are lashing. Fitnas from above, O Allah, through the satellite. O my beloved Allah, fitnas from above and fitnas from beneath us. Where Allah hum kidhar jaye? Who do we turn to, O my Allah? Who else is there besides you, O my Allah? If you too have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then my Allah, you tell us, who do we go to? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can go and beg? Who else is there for us that we can extend our hands before him? Ay Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ay Allah, don't deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the akhirat. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ay Allah, one day we too have to leave this world. One day we too will be conveyed to the Qabristan, O my beloved Allah. And then we will say, O my beloved Allah, Shukriya Qabr tak pahunchane walo, Shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. We will say, we are grateful to you, O those who have conveyed us to our graves. From this place onwards we will go alone. Where Allah, before that day comes, give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. Because the light of the grave, O my Allah, is the good deeds. O Allah, the gardens of Jannat will be made available for us in our graves if we have pleased you in this world. O Allah, our graves will not be a place where we will be left alone if we have pleased you in this world. Ya Allah, make our graves garden from the gardens of Jannat. O Allah, do not make it a pit fire of hell. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of this world and the akhirat. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of this world and akhirat. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, in taking drugs, in with a bottle of wine in our hands, or with a filthy novel or magazine in our hands. O Allah, engaged in any kind of haram action or deed. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino, in a disco, in a cinema or theater. Allah, let the angel of death find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, let our death be in Madina Tayyiba, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Show us some tajalli of yours so our soul comes dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha. Rukne Yawari ko chhu karke jo bhaga tha. How much he cried under the mizab e rahmat. After making namazes in Hatim, how much of tears of my beloved Nabi flowed. Allah, when he attached himself to the multazam, for whom did he cry? Allah, his ihram became wet with his tears. Allah, the duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifa. Ay Allah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. And from all the fitnas, the mischief, the corruption that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, jiska bhi hum par ihsan hai, teri shayan-e-shan unko jazai khair de. Ay Allah, whoever has shown any kind of generosity or kindness towards us, bless them with the best of rewards from your side. O Allah, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has showed the greatest amount of kindness to us. Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi, the Tabi, the Awliya of the Ummat, our Asatiza, our Mashaykh,
Oh my beloved Allah, our parents, our wives, our children, our friends, so many of them, oh Allah, have shown kindness. Bless everyone, oh Allah, according to your status, oh Allah. Teri shan ke mutabik unko jazaye khair de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. All the works of deen which are on haqq, oh Allah, accept them. Give the workers of deen ikhlas, oh Allah. The ijtima which is to take place, make it successful, oh Allah. Allah, accept the khidmat of all deeni workers. Allah, masajid madaris ki mehnat qabool farma. Allah, darul ulum ki mehnat qabool farma. Tamam madraso ki mehnat qabool farma. And even those who are rendering welfare and assistance, oh my beloved Allah, bless them with ikhlas and accept their service to humanity and service to mankind. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barikhu sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.